Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It is a shame that we are just on radio on the road because there's a lot of handsome going on in the Herb Electric broadcast booth tonight as we are joined for our opposition version of the Unified Bank Profile by the voice of the Fort Wayne Comets, my good friend Shane Alberani. And Shane, one of the big themes that you have been pumping all week to me, the new look Comets. I've seen you guys umpteen bajillion times in the last 3 years. What could possibly be new look about the Comets?
Yeah, bust them up, baby. You know, won three in a row, you know. So, yeah, the new look Comets. No, it is. I mean, if you look at where this team started and the roster, you know, how we've managed to turn this around in 20 games is quite remarkable. Just from a roster point of view, you bring in Alex Peters, who was up in Bakersfield. Wichita had his right, so we had to make a deal for him. So he's now in Fort Wayne. Luca Berzan, you know, who was a guy who unfortunately was injured, you know, signed with Toledo, got moved to Reading, didn't have a place to go. He's able to fall into place in Fort Wayne. And you also get a couple more guys down from Bakersfield. You get an Adam Brubaker down who looks like he's going to be here for the long haul. And things are just falling into place for the Comets. And most of it was defensively. A lot of rookies on the back end, and the Comets, unfortunately, you know, had to let some of these guys go. It was just a pure experience point of view. It wasn't even so much performance, but you could tell that the youth movement was not kind of working out. And in Fort Wayne, you know, we're a little impatient. So, you know, we didn't really have the time to really kind of let those guys develop. But, yeah, I mean, Ben Boudreau and GM David Franke have done a remarkable job just turning this roster around.
I don't know how much people realize that every team obviously expects to win, but you guys really do live under a microscope here in Fort Wayne, where if you're not getting the results 10, 15 games into the season, like, there is pretty much pressure to have major changes immediately. What's it like to be in an environment like that? Because it's got to be cool when you're winning, but when it's not, I mean, it could be probably stressful as ever.
Oh, yeah. No, 1,000%, DJ. I mean, you lose opening night and the pressure's already on, you know? No, I mean, it's good and bad. You know, it's great that you do have that pressure because, you know what, that shows that your fans care and the community cares and the media cares. So when there is bumps in the road, you know you have got to answer for those bumps. So there's no free ride. So, you know, after every game, you know, if it's a loss, you know, there's meetings going on. It's like, hey, what can we do tomorrow to help improve this team? And I think it's great.
You and I joked around in the preseason that you expected a lot of high scoring, like 6-5 types of games. Have you gotten that so far? And if so, is it entertaining? Although I'm sure there's mistakes galore.
Hey, you know what happened against you guys, you know, in this building a couple weeks ago? You know, Comets had two-goal leads in the third period and still lost in overtime, you know. So, you know, there's been a lot of 6-5 games. There's been a 7-5 game in there, you know, a lot of 4-3s and a lot of overtime games that we've lost in overtime. So, you know, the Comets have been close. You know, you take a look at those overtime losses. Hey, you can turn those into wins real quick, but they also could have turned into losses and you're even in a bigger hole. So, yeah, you know, it is exactly what I've expected. Plus, the goaltending has really not been good. It really has not. If you look at the numbers don't lie. But Ryland Parento, who is a guy who's kind of fallen in our laps a little bit, he was the fourth guy on Toledo's roster, was not going to crack it. He falls to the Fort Wayne Comets, which is, I think, maybe the first time in 50 years where the Comets and a team from Toledo made a trade. So it happens. Parento, of course, is a product of the University of New Brunswick, which is the Comets farm team, basically. And he has improved greatly. So every game, he gets more and more confident. And it looks like he might be the guy the Comets ride to the end of the season.
One of the weird numbers that's jumping out at me, 6-5 on the road, 2 wins in 10 home games. That's rare for this team. What's going on with those numbers?
Yeah, that is a crazy stat. But, you know, I believe we've lost 7 of those in overtime, I think. So again, that margin is real close, you know. The only game that we really got, you know, we got blown out twice by Cincinnati. And we've kind of righted the ship against Cincinnati. We've beaten them now twice in a row. This building, of course, it's very special. It's much like Toledo. We've got one of those great home ice advantages. And to see Toledo struggle, too, it's also kind of shocking that these two teams got their first home wins, you know, almost 2 months in the season against each other, you know. So, Yeah, I mean, I can't quite put my finger on the home thing, but, you know, you get a lot of players who aren't used to playing in front of big crowds, and sometimes that plays into a thing where it just takes them a moment to kind of get used to a barn like this and to have that fashion, that passion of a fan base, because you go out there, man, you know there is expectations, and if you're a young kid, you're going to get a little nervous, I think, out there. So, yeah, I think we're starting to feel a little bit more comfortable at home. We had a great win last weekend against Cincinnati, and here you are tonight, you know, our buddies from Wheeling and Indy tomorrow. So, you know, that home record may look a lot different come Monday morning.
The fans love the players that are still here from that championship year, the Petruzzellis, the Siebenallers, the McIvers of the world. Who have they taken on to that's new with the team this year?
You know, Stefano Giuliani has been a changer, him and Ty Felliber. Stefano Giuliani has history with our assistant coach, Olivier Legault. They go all the way back to, I think maybe you know something about those two, back in junior. So, you know, to get him here, you know, he's 35 years old and he's this good at 35 years old. I hate to see what he was like at 25. But Ty Felliber, he's a guy who's good friends with Matt Bowdens, who was on that championship team, able to bring him here after a lot of games in the AHL. So those two guys have been real game changers. Another guy you're familiar with, Josh Winquist, who is, you know, really is starting to heat up. He's got an 8-game scoring streak coming into tonight's game. So there is a lot of bright spots on this Comet team.
It's kind of funny, because of how frequent and because of the intensity of the playoff series last year, I think the fans are starting to definitely develop a little bit of a rivalry between Wheeling and Fort Wayne. What's your feeling towards this? Because I feel like it's brought us closer over the last few years.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a budding rivalry, and it's wonderful because, you know, you think of, you know, the Comets, you know, the it's Toledo. You know, that's the rival. It's been the rival since 1952. That's not going to change, you know. And I think Indy would like to be our rival, you know, but it's not really really materialized. But, you know, with us playing you guys so often over the past, well, really 5 years, you really can't even look at that COVID year. It's really been a lot over the last 5 years. So it's just become this great little budding rivalry. And I don't think it's not to, you know, a hostility point where it is with other teams around us that we've played for so long. It's just a good, hard-fought rivalry. And the games are always going to be a delight, really.
I certainly enjoy them. I always get a chance to enjoy seeing you and Fred. Keep him in control tonight up above us, and have an awesome call, Shane. I really appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with me and the great fans in Wheeling.
Anytime, brother. I love Wheeling. You know, I love coming to see you guys. I love talking to the fans. And, you know, West Banco Arena is still one of those great old barns that just doesn't, you know, exist anymore. So, you know, I love, you know, going down to the concourse and seeing all that great history. It's a fantastic place, and I love you guys.
Shane Albarani, the voice of the Fort Wayne Comets on tonight's Unified Bank Profile. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.